I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that Georgia still leads the nation in maternal mortality. Dr. Wanda Barfield, who studies reproductive health for the Atlanta-based CDC, says the analysis underscores the need for access to quality services, especially for people in rural areas.
There are many other parts of the country, as well as Georgia, where the rural setting is really a challenge with respect to maternal mortality. Issues of access to care is very important.
More than a third of Georgia's 159 counties are without any obstetric providers or hospitals that offer obstetric care. And according to the CDC study, black women are still three times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women. Georgia's law enforcement agencies will have to preserve rape kits for much longer than what was previously required under a bill signed by Governor Kemp yesterday. Democratic Representative Scott Holcomb, the bill's main supporter, says DNA evidence in the rape kits will help solve cold cases and pursue justice for survivors of sexual violence. Previously, Georgia only required rape kits to be stored for 10 years. The new law requires the state to preserve the evidence 30 years after the arrest date, or 7 years from the completion of a prison sentence, whichever occurs later. If there are no arrests, the kits must be stored for 50 years. And coastal emergency officials are considering changes after a tornado warning siren failed to sound over the weekend. The Chatham Emergency Management Agency says the National Weather Service server that triggers the siren was down for maintenance, and local officials didn't know. Now Agency Director Dennis Jones says they're considering new software to back up or replace the current system.
We're looking at ways in which we can have triple redundancies, backup and triple redundancies into the automation system.
Jones says automation is key because it can respond faster than people in the case of an emergency. Well, rideshare company drivers for Lyft and Uber are protesting today, and that will likely cause delays for customers. Later this afternoon, drivers from Atlanta and around the country are holding a 12-hour strike. They'll be turning off the app from noon till midnight, all for what they say is a call for a more livable wage. Drivers say the portion that they make per ride has shrunk. MARTA is reminding travelers that the train goes directly to Atlanta's airport from all of its major stations. And a suspect is in custody after a student was shot on the Savannah State University campus yesterday. Spokeswoman Loretta Hayward says the student was taken to a local hospital after being shot outside a student housing complex on campus. She had no information on the student's condition. Hayward says university police arrested a suspect who was taken to the county jail. She says the suspect was not a Savannah State student. At least three other people have been shot in separate crimes on Savannah State's campus since 2014. Two of them were killed. And in sports, Georgia's high school football championships will be played at Georgia State Stadium this year. The games were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium the last 2 years. The championships are scheduled for December 13th and 14th. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.